we're having our 33rd annual fundraiser, and it's going to be at the Holiday Inn of Marquette on February 8th, and the doors will be open at 4:30, which is a Sunday. And this is for the UP's oldest and finest waterfowl banquet. We have shotgun rifle raffles, door prizes and auctions. We have rifles, shotguns, tools, camping and outdoor raffle, fishing gear, hunting raffle, handyman's raffle, Nita Engel and Dietmar Crummery paintings, collector's waterfowl and trout salmon stamps, and shotgun raffle, signed numbered prints, rifle raffle, and many more. And tickets are available from Sharon Johnson at 346-5850.
Now, you mentioned that this is the longest running. I know we've heard about this over the years here quite a bit. This has really kind of grown into a regular tradition, hasn't it?
Yes. We've talked about cutting it back, but we've had so many people say that this is one of the best banquets that they go to that we just keep going on.
You mentioned the raffle items, but there's other things going on as well. I mean, you mentioned there's dinner and the whole bit. Just kind of run us through what's going to happen that night.
Okay, at 4:30, the doors will open, and people will have about an hour and a half to look at all the gifts and prizes that we have. With the raffle, we have door prizes, and we also have auction items, and we have a silent auction also. And I'll give people a chance to walk around and browse and see things and see some old friends that they probably haven't seen in quite a while. We have a lot of hunters and non-hunters there both at this banquet.
And din, about what time are we going to eat here?
We're going to eat again about 5:45.
Okay.
That is really good food. Holiday Inn puts on a good feed for us.
They always do. Yeah, they always do.
We've done quite a few events there ourselves. The whole thing is a fundraiser. We're going to come back with Faye in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about what the group does with the money and how it works out. But again, if people want to get tickets, who do they call?
Sharon Johnson. And the phone number is 346-5850.
Well, let's cut right to it here, Faye. You know, it's a fundraiser, and you're going to have a great time, but it's a fundraiser for what? What exactly are you looking to support here?
All of our profits from our annual fundraiser are spent on special projects. We support an annual $750 scholarship at Northern Michigan University. We supply Marquette County Middle Schools with Tracks Wildlife Magazine. And we provided the Moosewood Nature Center with a $1,000 grant. Provided $500 to the Boy Scouts for a shooting sports grant program. And we initiated and brought to fruition a 410-acre flooding and are currently exploring restoration of the former wetlands area. There are many other projects, but this should give you a sense of what we do with the funds the local merchants and businesses help us to raise.
And again, this is, as you mentioned, it's for the hunting community and the non-hunting community, too.
Correct.
It's for anybody that's really interested in preservation and education.
Right. Some of our goals for the Waterfowl Association are to enhance and protect the wetlands and environment that we all enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about hunting. And we'd like to give something back because that's one of the important things. As hunters, you got to give something back.
Well, it's also a good maneuver in that sense that people will get the idea that with the conservation, you're going to have this ability or this you're going to be able to maintain this activity. Not only is it social, not only does it have wildlife advantages to it, but there's even economic advantages to it. So by maintaining this and keeping that going through the conservation, it really does allow it to be a part of our local economy and its community.
Oh yes, the 410 acre project, the Jeske flooding out at Sand River, we pumped $400,000 into the local economy because that's the cost of the dam. Unfortunately, the DNR does not have the money to operate the dam, and we're trying to get something done to reflood that area out there because it was a nice area for waterfowling and for fishing.
You know, we were talking during the song there too, and you know, Faye, we were talking about the, you know, downstate and winter and all the things that go on. You mentioned that, you know, this is going to be tough on wildlife, but they're with waterfowl and birds and the whole, but this is not so such a bad thing. How'd that come out?
This winter is actually going to be really good for waterfowl because it's going to be a lot of ponds come spring. A lot of flooding, and it's really good for waterfowl. But on the other hand, for deer, it doesn't mm-hmm. look so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's always a balancing act there. Too much is a good thing for some things and not good for other things.
Well, I can stop anytime as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it can. It can
yeah, start. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I think we've had enough.
We've had plenty for the season. But let's get back to it. The 33rd annual fundraiser, the banquet, the auction is coming up on Sunday, February 8th. Faye, run it down again, some of the things that you've got up for auction and for raffles, and what can folks take part in at this event?
Well, we've got one of my favorites is President's raffle, of course, being the president, and it's a gun, and it's a Ruger over and under 12 gauge shotgun. It's a red label. That's a high quality gun, and like I said, there's guns, there's shotguns, rifles. We have tools. We have something for everybody. We have artwork. We do a lot of artwork. So there's, I can't think of anything that anybody would really not be able to look for in the banquet.
Well, I know our boss is going. Mm-hmm. The other side of this too is it really is for anybody, but if folks want to find out more about the organization, this is a great place to go and Q&A people and ask them and maybe find out enough that might even jolt them into becoming a member to something.
Yes, that everybody that goes to the banquet becomes a member of the Michigan Waterfowl Association. And we are really looking for some young people to get involved. I've been with the organization. Matter of fact, I was one of the founders of the organization. And we've got a lot of the same blood in here, which is true, typical of any organization. Mm-hmm. You got your core group. But we really need some young people with fresh ideas to come in and give us a hand. Even if they don't go to the banquet, at least think about joining the Michigan Waterfowl Association.
Tickets you mentioned are available. How?
By contacting Sharon Johnson at 346-5850.